From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo, Syria. The WHO estimates that children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
The two largest hospitals in Aleppo were deliberately targeted and are now not functioning, drastically reducing the capacity of health workers in the city to provide life-saving medical care for many innocent children, women, and other innocent civilians.
Earlier, U.S. President Barack Obama strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes on civilians in Aleppo. The United States is pushing Moscow to pressure its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let U.N. relief convoys into Aleppo. President Obama praised Shimon Peres, saying at a funeral service for the late Israeli leader that his determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century, but said he did not live to see his dream of peace become a reality.
The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming and he did not stop working.
Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died in a hospital Wednesday at the age of 93. This is VOA News.